This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guests for the day. It is Oanda, senior market analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hey, hi, good morning to you, Johnny, and very good afternoon over at my end over here in Asia.
Now, of course, since we last spoke, it's all about tariffs once again, following that Supreme Court ruling on Friday. And certainly the latest tariff changes that President Trump has announced in reaction to that Supreme Court ruling have heightened uncertainty for businesses and consumers. It's a very confusing picture out there, isn't it? And markets reflect that.
Yes, precisely. So let's talk about what Trump's approach on his defiance on the U.S. Supreme Court verdict. So he's from the actions undertaken by U.S. President Trump, he's for sure keeping a rather stiff stance on U.S. current White House aggressive trade tariffs policy towards its trading partners. So what Trump's right now is he's using Section 122 that doesn't evolve with last Friday U.S. Supreme Court verdict, which is he's allowed to actually impose temporary tariffs of up to 15%. So that should actually replace the prior global reciprocal tariffs. But however, that actually increased up to 5 percentage point, which is 15%, that allows him to last for 150 days. So after 150 days, he needs to actually go back to Congress to get an approval for an extension. But right now, we start to see for sure Democrats will be opposing this extension, and even some pockets within the Republican camps are also not so rosy about this aggressive trade tariffs policy, given the fact that we are now pretty much close to the midterm election, giving some Republicans, because states are actually pretty much vulnerable. And we know that in the last few months, higher tariffs actually potentially lead to a higher cost of business for U.S. Small SMEs, which is a small business enterprises. So with that, there's lots of uncertainty going on. For sure, we know that trade tariffs will not go away so easily under Trump's administration, but in fact, that will be replaced by various avenues or statutes. I mean, Trump could use Section 301 to target specific countries. And he also could use Section 232, which applies kind of a sectorial-based tariffs, which he previously threatened on kind of a semiconductors and as well as pharmaceuticals. So the first reaction in Asia today, we start to see this sell American narrative coming into play. Why? Because with the White House, we call it a budget deficit that is widening. And we know that in the last year or so, this budget deficit is being funded by partially or in some way or another using the tariffs collected under the IEEPA, which has now deemed under kind of avoided by the U.S. Supreme Court on last Friday. So potentially there could be a refund about what, 170 billion tariffs refund if corporation were to actually file these refunds over here. So with that, we start to see uneasiness regarding about the state of the U.S. dollar. So the dollar fall against across the board. So as we are speaking right now, the dollar continues to actually extend its weakness. So we have the sterling up by 0.3%, the euro up by 0.2%, and the yen up by 0.15% against the USD. And what's interesting over here is that I'll be keeping a close eye watch on gold XAU/USD. So if this South American narrative intensifies, for sure gold will be one of the main beneficiary. So gold in today's Asia session, it up by almost what 1% at the start of the Asia trading. So it managed to prop a key short-term resistance level at the US dollar 5,170. And from there, we see a bit of hesitance by the bulls to push further. And right now, gold is trading at around 5,149. So very interesting. If we manage to see a clear bullish breakout above 5,170, potentially we may start to see much more gaining of much more traction in bullish momentum to revisit 5,448 and even 5,600 handle, which is the current all-time high area that was printed on 29th of January this year.
So, Kelvin, the uncertainty continues. What about the week to come? I know we've got some important earnings coming up, and we're going to hear from the RBA, aren't we, in Australia, on their latest inflation numbers, which could have an impact on both their currency and interest rates.
For sure. So for this week calendar, on the radar, I'll be watching the RBA three mean CPI, which is considered a core CPI in Australia, for the month of January. They'll be releasing on Wednesday, 25th of February. So we know that Australia Central Bank, RBA, is the first major developed central bank to actually start hiking interest rate other than Bank of Japan, which is an outlier. So the reason why RBA decided to actually adopt this much more hawkish stance is because the elevated firmer inflationary trend in Australia that has been playing out since Q4 last year. So what market participants are looking at is still a rather high elevated reading for the core CPI reading for January in Australia. So market is looking at a year-on-year increase of 3.3%. That is pretty much the same pace as the previous month, December print of 3.3%. which is above RBA's upper limit target of 3%. So if it starts to come in hotter than expected, let's say as 3.5% or 3.8%, that could potentially see a firmer Aussie dollar. And we know that the Aussie dollar has been one of the top performing currency year to date against the USD. Pardon me. So based on the current price action of the Aussie dollar, it's actually up by 5.8% year to date against the USD as we are speaking right now. So if we start to see a much more hotter than expected core CPI in Australia going above 3.3%, for sure that could actually cement this ongoing medium-term uptrend phase of the Australia dollar that has really kickstarted in late last year. So what we could see, the entire of last week, it managed to hold pretty much firmly above its rising 20-day moving average, which is, I think, as a key short-term support level at around 70.20. And the upside trigger level potentially will come in at 71.40, where it tested three times since last week on 11th of February, 12th of February, and as well as 13th of February, all right, over here. So that was the previous 2 weeks ago before I traded this sideways configuration. So definitely a breakout above 71.40 will allow the Aussie dollar to gain much more bullish momentum in short term, looking out for the next intermediate resistance level at 71.75, followed by 72.20 next. And next up on the radar will be NVIDIA. So we know that why NVIDIA is important, because it's the AI juggernaut in the US as well as globally. So its earnings and revenue guidance that will be released on Wednesday, 25th of February after US close, will indicate to us we call it global demand for AI initiatives over here. So we know that recently there has been a K-shaped performance within the AI-related stocks. So after the record announcement of more new AI tools coming out from Anthropic, we see software as a services firms like Microsoft getting hit. And last week, we also start to see various cybersecurity software company like CrowdStrike also getting hit to the downside over here. But where else? Corporations that are building directly AI tools, like in the form of Meta platforms, we have of NVIDIA, they are trading pretty much of a sideways range configuration. So what's interesting over here is that ahead of NVIDIA earnings results and potentially its revenue guidance that is highly anticipated on this coming Wednesday, 25th of February, it has been trading in a sideways range configuration, but holding above its key 200-day moving average, which is, I think, as a key medium-term pivotal support level for this week, which is 169.55. Upper limit of the range is at 195.95, which is the range resistance that has been in play since 19th of November. So if we start to see a clear bullish breakout with a daily close above 195.95, that potentially could kickstart another round of medium-term bullish run on NVIDIA. In first step, a potential retest at the current all-time high of 212.19, which was printed in late October last year.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll speak again soon.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.